This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held an important meeting to review announcements made in his Red Fort speech on Independence Day in Delhi. In his Independence Day speech, Mr. Modi mentioned ensuring affordable credit for poor and middle-class housing. In line with his announcement, he reviewed the preparations to implement this announcement. In his speech, Prime Minister had mentioned ensuring solar power for households. He also reviewed preparations to execute this scheme. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra yesterday chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary Departments, Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at the Secretariat in Gangtok. Mr. Mishra said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance is being provided. He said that the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with the Sikkim Chief Minister. The central government has constituted an inter-ministerial committee comprising senior officers from five ministries: agriculture, road transport and highways, Jal Shakti, energy and finance. The committee will visit Sikkim from today to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. 26 students from Meghalaya who had been studying in calamity-hit Sikkim were brought back to the state capital last evening. The Meghalaya government had initiated measures to evacuate the students by pressing into service five buses which brought them to Shillong. 27 persons from Meghalaya who had gone on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem are stranded in Bethlehem even as tension between Israel and Palestine is escalating. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said that he was in constant communication with the Ministry of External Affairs to ensure the safe return of Meghalayans from Bethlehem. Mr. Sangma has assured the families of the stranded pilgrims that every possible effort would be made to ensure their safe way back to the state. The Assam government will distribute 4 lakh rupees each to 1,182 former Adivasi militants in Guwahati today. All these former militants belong to five groups: Adivasi Cobra, Military of Assam, All Adivasi National Liberation Army, Birsa Commando Force, Adivasi People's Army and Santhal Tiger Force. All of them laid down arms in July this year. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will hand over the check of 4 lakh rupees to them this evening. Our correspondent reports that all the five groups had signed tripartite peace accord with the centre and the Assam government last year. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal has announced that 6 new Ayush hospitals would be set up in Assam. After inaugurating a 50-bedded Ayush hospital at Majuli yesterday, Mr. Sonowal said that 4 50-bedded hospitals would come up in Kaliabor, Morigao, Kokrajhar and Baksa, while 1 30-bedded hospital will be set up at Dipu. He added that 1 10-bedded hospital will be established at Bajali. Apart from these, the Union Minister also confirmed operationalization of 289 Ayush health and wellness centers in Assam. The Indian Air Force, which was officially established on 8th October 1932, is celebrating its 91st anniversary today. Headquartered in Shillong, the Eastern Air Command is one of the lethal arms of the Air Force, which controls air operations over a vast area across 12 states. The area of responsibility includes a 6,300 kilometers long international boundary with China, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar and Bangladesh. The Indian Air Force has been undertaking humanitarian assistance and disaster relief missions at a short notice to rescue citizens in the Northeast during various contingencies. India has made history at the Asian Games in Hangzhou, China, surpassing the 100 medal mark for the first time. The nation has amassed a medal tally of 107 medals, including 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. This is only the second time India has won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games: the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.